Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is 6:42 with the Kellogg crew, and it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. It is being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, the drive-through lane and ATM, all new branch located at 1954 Wilbraham Road, Springfield, is now open across from Fresh Acres Market. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. All right, Dina, what do we got going on in dirt?
All right, we're going to start off with celebrities who are lending a helping hand, and that includes Emilia Clarke. You know her as Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones. Well, she is auctioning off a virtual dinner date for charity for 12 winners. So her goal is to raise $300,000. So let's see, 300,000 divided by 12. I can't do math. So there you go. Also, James McAvoy donating $340,000 for medical equipment. Lizzo sending food to workers in 26 hospitals. Kris and Kylie Jenner teaming up with Coty Cosmetics for hand sanitizers for hospitals. And Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato donating as well. So, you know, thanks to them for giving up some of their money for this.
Yeah, very cool.
Bachelor Nation star Michelle Money just updated fans on the condition of her 15-year-old daughter, Brielle. We told you yesterday she's in a medically induced coma. She just underwent surgery to remove fluid from her brain, and this was after a skateboarding accident. She was not wearing her helmet. She wrote on Instagram, "Surgery went great. Two more days to let the brain swell up and monitor until taking her off sedation. Thanks for your prayers. You never know. Pray for Bri." So you can read more at fullfeed.com, but that is just so heartbreaking for any parent to have to go through this, watching their child in a hospital like this. Yeah. So we wish her all the best. R. Kelly wants out of prison because he's afraid of getting COVID-19. His team filed to get him an early release, but the judicial system did point out he is not considered high risk. His lawyers argued the virus is bound to make its way there and spread quickly. So that didn't work. When that didn't work, they argue that R. Kelly can't properly prep for his trial since he can't meet with his lawyers in person. The judge has yet to rule on that, according to TMZ, but we don't think it's going to be in R. Kelly's favor, if we had to guess.
Right.
Hey, if you, me, and Kellogg can make it work, all separated, I think R. Kelly and his lawyers can make it
work. They can handle it.
Yeah. The world's richest musician, he is the world's richest musician, Andrew Lloyd Webber, has taken to social media to share his songs with fans. So he posted videos of himself playing his songs on the piano, and then he asked fans, you know, which would you like to see me play? So the next day he posted a video of himself playing All I Ask of You from Phantom of the Opera. And each day he has posted more videos, including the songs Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again from Phantom of the Opera, Any Dream Will Do from Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, and so many more. He is like infamous for all his musicals on Broadway. And just think of how much money we're saving on Broadway tickets now, getting personal performances from Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's right.
So we thank him for that. And that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 7:41 with the Kellogg crew, and it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. And broadcasting from her home, we got Dina. It's being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, the drive-through lane and ATM at the new branch located at 1954 Wilbraham Road, Springfield, is now open across from Fresh Acres Market. Visit pvcu.org for details. Dina, what's going on in dirt?
All right. Well, she and her laugh are back. Fran Drescher, you remember her from the show The Nanny from the 90s?
Yeah.
Well, she and the original cast are reuniting on Zoom for a virtual table read of the pilot episode, which aired in 1993. So Fran was the creator and the star of the show, and she posted, "Nanny fans, alert, it's happening Monday 4/6.
Cool.
As the original cast of The Nanny together again. She said the link and the time will be coming soon, but you remember her laugh, like, ha ha ha, like this very.
Wasn't that the person from Friends?
And that was Janice from Friends as well. So
was it the same person?
No, but I feel like Janice from Friends was maybe crafted off the nanny.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure. It's like I can't think of one without thinking of the other.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Which I try not to think of either laugh.
Oh, we're kidding. We love all your laughs.
We do. We do. Three's Company actress Suzanne Somers wants to celebrate her 75th birthday by posing for Playboy, according to Ace Showbiz. And she wants Annie Leibovitz to shoot her for it. She's a famed photographer. And so she wants to make it happen. This would be the third time she'd have been in Playboy. But the first two times were a long time ago, 1980 when she was 34 and then again at age 38. But I don't know if you remember, last year she had posted a picture on Instagram where she was topless behind some tall grass saying, "Here I am at 73 in my birthday suit."
Okay.
So she's definitely not shy. And if she wants to do this for her 75th birthday, she's got 2 years to plan it out. So
cool.
Good luck, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant's new book, Season One, has been released 2 months after his passing. It's a follow-up to his New York Times bestseller, The Wizenard Series, Training Camp. And the book's author, Wesley King, tweeted, "Official release day, bittersweet without my collaborator, but grateful to see the words live on. This is a book about chasing your dreams." So see, if you're at home right now, you're a Kobe fan, you're looking for something to do, you can get his new book and read that while you're home.
Cool.
Here's something very interesting, Lopez.
Okay, I'm ready.
The new Little Women movie, the one from last year,
It
was released in theaters last year. It has a little mistake. And it took people this long to find it.
Don't give me any spoilers. I'm only halfway through the book.
It has nothing to do. Trust me, it has nothing to do with the book.
Okay.
Okay, there's a scene that takes place between Teddy and the March sisters, and you can actually see a hydro flask and a water bottle in the scene.
Oh, no. Those disco
Both
girls.
Items that we're pretty sure didn't exist in the 1860s.
And they might have. Who knows?
It's like Starbucks Gate all over again, if you remember Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
With the Starbucks cup. But Little Women was nominated for 6 Oscars, including Best Cameo by a Water Bottle.
Yeah.
So you know. Oh, there you go.
Bringing it
and
back.
That's your dirt at 7:40. We're only going to do that this break. And I got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dean and Stern at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 8:40 with the Kellogg crew, Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. And it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, the drive-through lane and ATM at the new branch at 1954 Wilbraham Road, Springfield, is now open across from Fresh Acres Market. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And from her home studio, we've got Dina McMahon. Man with the dirt. What's going on, Dina?
Well, it's a little strange to me that Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown learned this from Hannah Montana.
Okay.
So Millie Bobby Brown, she plays 11 on the show. She was a guest star on Miley Cyrus's Instagram show, and she revealed that the Disney Channel show Miley starred on, Hannah Montana, helped her develop her U.S. accent. That's according to people. Now, here's what's kind of weird about that. Miley said, "I'm surprised you don't have a country accent."
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, Hannah Montana, she was kind of countryish. It was her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, it is surprising, but, you know, maybe she watched something a little more than just Hannah Montana.
No, that's the only show you are allowed to watch. That's
it was a good show. We got some more events and projects on hold due to you know what. Ghostbusters Afterlife, the direct sequel, it was scheduled for a July release. Now it's been pushed back to March 5th of 2021. Jared Leto's Morbius also moved from July to next March, and other Sony movies too. This year's Songwriters Hall of Fame induction, that's been pushed back a year, will be held June 10th of next year. You know, Mariah Carey was supposed to be inducted this year. And Claire Crawley's upcoming season of The Bachelorette, that's indefinitely on hold, according to people. Host Chris Harrison said, you know, bad timing for Claire. She could have been quarantined with the man of her dreams.
Yeah.
Guess that's true. Well, as we previously told you, Lady Gaga's father, he started a GoFundMe account trying to raise $50,000 for the employees at his restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, what's up with that? I mean, Lady Gaga's got tons of money. But now her rep is coming out to say she knew nothing about it. She is not happy at all. Her or her mom wouldn't have let this happen. And, you know, Joe took that page down. But they're saying it was just a stupid, embarrassing mistake. He was just kind of, you know, seeing other people getting into the spirit of giving and generosity. So you thought that applied here. So, but definitely they want you to know that she had nothing to do with that.
Gotcha.
All right. Here's my favorite story of the day. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Jumanji, the Next Level actor Jack Black, He's now on TikTok, and wow, what an entrance. So he posted hashtag stay at home dance, and then he showed off his best 50-year-old moves, shirtless, with a cowboy hat and boots on as well.
Ooh.
People were loving it. One person tweeted, I would say that Jack Black has gotten as stir crazy as the rest of us, but I'm pretty sure this is just a normal Tuesday for him.
You know, it's funny because I have a baby picture of me in a diaper and cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and no shirt either. So I think we're very similar.
Do you look like Jack Black?
I mean, I might a little bit.
I'm going to say you probably don't have the same beard he has because he's letting that thing get out of control. And you can actually see the people the video at people.com. I watched the video. I'm not kidding. I watched it 3 times. Jack's got 2 kids who I'm pretty sure will be going into hiding even more so after this. And that's your dirt at 840. You can get the dirt along with the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.